This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed confidence that India's defence exports will reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. He was speaking at the Marathwada Atmanirbhar Bharat Ki Raksha Bhumi dialogue in Maharashtra yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the Modi government, Mr. Singh pointed out a remarkable 40-fold increase in defence exports during the current administration's tenure.
2014 में जो हमारी गवर्नमेंट आई थी उस समय एक्सपोर्ट जो भारत से होता था दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 600 करोड़ का होता था. आज हम वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 24,000 करोड़ तक ले गए हैं थोड़े ही समय में. हमारा टारगेट है कि 2029-2030 तक हम इसको 50,000 करोड़ तक ले आए. और मैं कहना चाहता हूँ हमारा टारगेट ही नहीं है बल्कि हम इस टारगेट को अचीव करेंगे.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnav said there has been a big jump in the electronics manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees. India has reaffirmed its commitment to inclusive, equitable and sustainable agriculture at the 15th meeting of BRICS Agriculture Ministers. Speaking at the meeting held in Brazil yesterday, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected and empowered. He highlighted that agriculture for India is not merely an economic activity but a source of livelihood, food and dignity for millions of families. The National Testing Agency, NTA, released the results for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE, Main Session 2 of 2025 this morning. This time, a total of 24 students have obtained a perfect NTA score of 100 in JEE Main 2025 Paper 1, BE BTech. The result along with the cutoff is now available on the official JEE Main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. World Liver Day is being observed across the globe today to raise awareness about liver diseases and encourage people to adopt a healthy lifestyle by avoiding oily and greasy foods. The theme of this year's World Liver Day is Food as Medicine. To commemorate this day, the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences is organizing Healthy Liver, Healthy India event in New Delhi. Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest at this event. The government has stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UBI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the Finance Ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. It added that GST is levied only on charges such as the merchant discount rate related to payments made using certain instruments. In Chhattisgarh, Berasati village of Sukma district has become the first Naxal-free Gram Panchayat of Bastar division. 11 Maoists active in this village surrendered before the superintendent of police in Sukma yesterday. These Maoists had a reward of 8.5 lakh rupees on them. Chhattisgarh is moving rapidly towards fulfilling the resolution of Union Home Minister Amit Shah to make the country Naxal-free by March 2026. The Yamunotri and Gangotri Dham are set to open their doors to devotees on April 30, while Sri Kedarnath Dham will reopen on May 2, followed by Sri Badrinath Dham on May 4, according to the Sri Badrinath Kedarnath Temple Committee. A 21-year-old Indian student, Harsimrat Randhawa, was killed in Hamilton, Canada after being struck by a stray bullet while waiting at a bus stop. The Consulate General of India in Toronto expressed deep sorrow over her death and is in contact with the family offering support. India's Himanshu Jakhar made history by winning the country's first ever Asian Under-18 Athletics Championships gold in the men's javelin throw in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. His winning throw of 67.57 meters, though below his personal best of 74.56 meters, was enough to secure the top position on the podium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.